you turn to page 978 in your pew Bibles, you can follow along with me for the scripture lesson, which is the meditation text for today. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 12. It's way at the back. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. And let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so you may not grow weary or lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood, and you have forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as children. My child, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when you are punished by him, for the Lord disciplines those whom he loves and chastises every child whom he accepts. Endure trials for the sake of discipline. God is treating you as children, for what child is there whom a parent does not discipline? If you do not have that discipline in which all children share, then you are illegitimate and not his children. Moreover, we had human parents to discipline us, and we respected them. Should we not be even more willing to be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good in order that we may share his holiness. Now, discipline always seems painful rather than pleasant at the time, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Here ends the reading of our scripture lesson this morning. May God add God's blessing to the reading, hearing, and understanding of this God's holy word. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts gathered here be acceptable unto you, O God, our rock, our Redeemer, the one who is surrounded by all the saints, so that we might be surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Amen. Norman Vincent Peale one time wrote that he was at a service when the congregation, it was a big congregation in like a big Gothic church, was singing For All the Saints. Wonderful hymn, isn't it? It's going to be really glorious when we get upstairs and it can just be rich and powerful. And he said, as I heard the song and watched the priest, the minister, come down the aisle, behind the minister was my mother. My mother who had died many years before. And this is when he came up with the description that he has of what it's like to see that. And he said, it's like a fan. When the fan is turning, it seems whole, but as you stop it, you can see between the fans, the fan pieces. And that's what he saw, his mom. Every one of us has saints. Every one of us has people both in this congregation and in our families who have gone on to be wherever that place is. We don't know it, we don't understand it, because we're on this side of it. We're on, as my mother used to say, this side of the veil. I also have seen my mother since she passed away, and I often thought at that time when I saw her and when she gave me a hug on almost the anniversary of her death, I often think of what Norman Vincent Peale said about the fan and how that works. This year, in August and June, actually on my birthday, I lost some people that were like my parents. My parents died quite young, in their early 60s. I consider that really young at this point. And when I was going through a really difficult time, the parents of a very, very close friend of mine stepped forward to be my parents. They lived in Sanford, and I eventually moved to Sanford, and they helped me move my children and all my earthly belongings to an apartment in Sanford. They surrounded me with their love and their family. And on August 11th of this year, Marjorie Chadbourne, pictured here, died, and on June 16th, her husband Bernard Chadbourne, whom we called Chad, or, you know, that old guy. We often called him that old guy because he was in the choir. I'm sorry, Cliff, but that's the way it goes. When they died, I went down for the service. They waited because they knew Marjorie was failing, and so they waited to have the service together, and it was a wonderful, wonderful service. These people are saints. We're saints. As they lived, they weren't perfect. They were just working as hard as they could as a couple in the North Parish Church. They were part of that church their whole entire lives. They were married there. They had their children baptized there. They were there when I was there and preached there, and they encouraged me to go into the ministry. They were my surrogate parents. So now my friend Jane, who is their daughter, just sent me a picture of a plaque that she was given. Nice wooden plaque, someone had engraved it. M-W-M-D. No. WWMD, sorry, I'm dyslexic. What can I say? We know what WWJD means, right? What would Jesus do? Well, this plaque is, what would Marjorie do? What would her mother do in any situation? That's what she wants to remember, because her mother was, as we call these people, salt of the earth, down to earth. Someone who made really good decisions. Someone to whom you could go if you needed. She was a nurse, so you could go to her if you had a splinter in your finger, and you could go to her if you had a splinter in your soul. She was salt of the earth. That's what All Saints Day is about. We ask, what would Willard Bickett do? Former pastor. What would John Pottle, who was here when this building above us was built, do? What would Phyllis Chandler do? What would Duncan Hallett do? What would all the people that have gone before us, what would the Americas do? Those who supported this church in so many ways. I don't know all of these people, any of them, most of these people. What would the Dallingers do? You all know the names. What other names are there?
Severance.
What would the Severance family do? would all those people who have been a part of this church and this community do? And that's what we ask, because we need the strength of the saints. We need to know what Marjorie would do. At least I need to know that. And Jane, my friend, needs to know that. So we go to our prayer closet and ask that. Because those people lived lives around us, and they were our examples. Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of the faith, as the scripture lesson says. But the rest of us are just trying to put one foot in front of the other and make it, and make good decisions. So I don't know who it is in your life that is the Marjorie on the sign, but think in your head, what would whoever that is do when you go to make decisions that affect your faith, your community, and your family? For this is All Saints Day, Sunday. And each one of those saints is here surrounding us. And all you have to do is reach out. And through that fan, you can see them.
Bless you. At this time, we will sing our communion hymn, which is a hymn that we will sing seated. And we will sing the first and the fourth. Is that what I said before? I don't remember. We'll sing two verses, the first and the fourth.